There's been much discussion of the Bush administration's plan to use military tribunals for prisoners in Afghanistan and how that might work in actual practice. Both the political left and the right have objections. Britain occupied Afghanistan at the end of the 19th century and used military tribunals there. By the miracle of historical recreation, satirist Tony Hendra now illustrates how a British military tribunal might have worked in the late 1880s.
All right, Ahmed. It is Ahmed. You're extremely lucky. You're being tried by a civilized nation. Now, normally, in this benighted part of the world, the winners would simply line you up against a rock and kill you. But we're not barbarians, Ahmed. We're going to give you a fair trial, the opportunity to defend yourself, impartial consideration of the facts by a sober panel of judges, and then we're going to kill you. Now, your rights. One, you have a right to a speedy trial. Very speedy. We're going to try and get this one in under 2 minutes. Two, under common law, you have the presumption of innocence. Under military law, we have the presumption of guilt. You may presume you're innocent, but we know you're guilty. Three, the right to counsel. Now, Ahmed, if at any point during these proceedings you need counseling, just ask, all right? I'm here to help. My advice right now, Ahmed, would be stop blubbering. Four, naturally you have the right to defend yourself. I must warn you, however, that anything you say which contradicts our version of events will show enormous disrespect for this court. So if you try to defend yourself, we'll hold you in contempt. And as you know, contempt is a capital crime. Now, one more thing. I know there are supposed to be three of us up here, but the other two chaps had, you know, rather a long night at the port. But not to worry, I intend to be fair and impartial. For you to be found guilty, two-thirds of me will have to be convinced that you're a lying, murdering hound. Now, finally, the most important right. You have the right to choose the method by which we end your worthless life. We can stab you, hang you, or shoot you. We could pass 1,000 volts of this newfangled electricity stuff through your disgusting carcass. If you prefer, we could crush you with a big rock. You could be kicked to death by wild horses, coated all over with honey and buried up to your neck next to a nest of killer ants, perhaps. Then, of course, there's the famous death of 1,000 cuts. We even offer the deluxe death of 1,500 cuts. Or if you'd like to get it over chop chop, the death of 71 cuts. Now, isn't that a terrific range of options, Ahmed? Very well. This court will come to order. Prisoner, how do you plead? Guilty or really guilty? Oh, do stop blubbering, you silly little man. Guilty as charged. Look at that 2 minutes spot on. Next!
The work of satirist Tony Hendra.